Hey, I'm Nancy Wilson.
Mike Campbell.
Mark Mothersbaugh from Devo.
Hey, it's Adam from Counting Crows, and I am here giving you the story behind the song.
The story behind the song is back for season four. I'm Peter Chidi of Deep Cuts Media, and this season we're diving even deeper into some of music history's most iconic tracks with the legends who made them.
What's so beautiful about it is a lot of people connect with, you gotta live your life and don't let the big man push you down. Don't have to live like a refugee, can't keep fighting for what you believe. And that was Tom.
From the spark of inspiration to untold tales from the studio, we unlock the true stories that shape the music you love.
At the time on the radio, there was a really cool riff by Nazareth covering a Joni Mitchell song, This Flight Tonight. It had the same groove, but I think Barracuda kind of blew it out of the water.
Join us as we all sit down with music icons like Devo, Heart, Mike Campbell of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Sublime, Counting Crows, and so many more. New episodes are out now from the Consequence Podcast Network, so tune in wherever you get your podcasts and join me for the story behind the song.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Tour set.
Bora Hey, Iconic Army.
Bora Hey.
Did you guys go see the BTS Movie Weeks? Because we got to see the H epilogue on stage, and it was incredible.
It was.
It was so amazing. Bethany saw it a couple days before me, and something she texted me was, I just, every time that Jim was on screen, I just was like, oh my God, Kayla's going to love this so much.
Oh, yeah.
Which was so true.
Yeah. So I went with my sister, and I felt slightly bad because obviously I enjoyed every moment with my sister and experiencing it. But Jimin is black hair Jimin. He's demonic. He was extremely charismatic and flirty, as he always is. But this is just back in the day, black hair Jimin, HYYH. And his charm was just peak. And
yes,
I was dying. And so the whole time I kept saying to Brittany, I'm like, oh my God, Kayla's going to die. Oh my God, Kayla's going to be so wrecked. Oh my God, Kayla's going to be reminded why she loves Park Jimin so much and why he was her first bias and such and such. So it was just, the whole concert was incredible. I love that we didn't look up the set list before going in. This is just our style of watching concerts. And being in the theater with other armies was also something I've missed so, so much. There was an older army who was in the same aisle as us, who had a glass of wine, and she's like, all right, army, she was ready. She was so ready. She we talked a bunch after watching the movie and concert together. When we walked out, she approached us and we switched Instagram handles with each other, and she talked about how she was just a COVID army and that she just feels like she's missed out on so much and that she really doesn't have any army friends and such. So I told her about the podcast, of course. But yes, the concert itself, it was just, this was the concert. No spoilers for anyone here if you are trying to go see it still. But it was just the concert where Taeyong cries, Jungkook cries, and then it's also the concert where Yoongi sees his parents in the crowd and like falls to the floor sobbing. I was not prepared for any of that.
And does like the deep bow to them. Like, I feel like everybody knows that moment, but to be watching the concert and see it like unfold in real time and realize, oh my God, this is that moment. That was very cool. And also, you were 1,000% correct that like Park Jimin was in like peak form in during that era and in that concert. Like, it was perfection. It totally reminded me why he was my first and original bias. Like, I mean, the charisma for sure, the vocals, incredible, immaculate, the visuals, insane, and I just felt like he owned the stage the whole time.
Yeah,
it was funny. I went to it with Jeremy, and this was his first like soiree into any BTS concert experience. And it was funny because every single song that would come on, I'd like would be like hitting his shoulder, like, oh my God, I love this song so much. Oh my God, this is my favorite song. Oh my God, you know, like when Autumn Leaves came on, I was like, I was flipping out.
I freaking loved Autumn Leaves because it just displays their vocal ability and their rapping and the production too. Like this was a piece that they're just standing there singing their hearts out. And I'm like, I cannot believe that this is live. And you know it's live because it's different from the track. Like it sounds just slightly different. And you see the talent. You see why they blew up. You see why they've become as successful as they are, because way back then when they were really grinding and working like dogs to get where they are, it's just so evident. You know what I love about the concert too that I just kind of forgot about with BTS concerts is it starts off with them performing some of their big hits, of course, but like they warm up. They kind of warm up into it and they just get better and better as the concert goes, and they get more charismatic, they get more flirty, they get more intense and passionate with it. And
I just seeing the progression.
I'm so enthused for BTS right now, and it's refreshing, and I'm so excited for what's to come. Like, I feel like I'm being rebirthed into ARMY. Like, not like I haven't, like, obviously, like, chapter two was wonderful, but something about BTS Movies Week and then now hearing more about the world tour and then also this BTS Fashion Week.
Yeah, like, it was really refreshing, I think, to experience these concerts anew, you know, and like for us, we hadn't seen that tour before, so that was so awesome. It was great to see like how they progressed through the concert. Like, we've experienced that in concert so many times of like, I was like telling Jeremy, like, oh, you see they're back on the main stage, like they'll slowly creep out to the second stage, you know, tease us out on the second stage before they like completely go out. And it was just beautiful to like, it felt like, okay, yes, like this is BTS. I want to say I loved RM's What Am I to You.
Oh,
I think
that
was the only solo song for that whole concert, but he had that whole stadium rocking his power and just like appeal during that of, I mean, just like that passionate rap and the transition that that song goes through was phenomenal. I felt like it was a perfect song for them to include for this
set list and this tour. I thought it was so powerful. Not only how passionate his rap was, but him going out towards the second stage and out towards the audience and just really rapping his heart out to all of us. Brittany made a comment too. She's like, wow, you just listen when he's rapping. I'm like, I've said that so many times. Yes, absolutely. And I don't know, there's something about the HYBH era, seeing them back during that time, proving themselves to the world. And you just see it in their eyes, how badly they want it.
Yeah. And in like how hard they're working for all their choreo and in their vocals. And yeah, like you mentioned earlier, at the end of the tour, half of them are crying, you know, during the encore. And I was just sitting in the theater reflecting about how like a year, probably just around a year before that, maybe a little over a year, they were about to disband because they didn't have any money and they hadn't gained the popularity that, you know, Big Hit was hoping and expecting. And like the company was running out of money. And now they were, you know, doing an encore epilogue stage to their tour that they added on, doing it for a whole dome of people. Like a year prior, they would have literally only dreamed about that and felt like that dream was impossibly far away. It just really made me reflect on how impactful that moment was for them and how they continued to have incredible success after that too, and just continue to grow and build off of it. And those albums, that whole era was really like the precipice of it all. So I thought it was perfect that they started BTS Movie Weeks with that. I wasn't able to go see any of the other ones. Like, it just didn't fit with my schedule.
I wanted to
see the Wings
so
one so bad. Yeah, but we've seen Wings before. So
yeah,
like not in concert, but we saw the DVD.
Right. Yeah. We've seen a lot of iconic ARMYs sharing on their stories that they've gone with their ARMY friends and they've re-experienced some of these concerts. So definitely drop in the comments, let us know which ones you went to, what you're thinking, how excited you are for this upcoming world tour, which this was officially kind of announced by RM during his V-Live or Weverse Live. My goodness. He ended up basically confirming that, yes, we are next spring going on a world tour. And it's been leaked that it's going to be 8 months long. It's most likely going to be between May and December. So a lot of theories around what this tour is going to look like. A lot of people are thinking that they're not going to be adding more U.S. cities, that they're going to stick to kind of like the main cities and mostly be trying to go to all of those countries, going to Europe, going to Australia, going mm-hmm. to South America.
South America, Central yeah. America, yeah. I think that they'll start in Korea like they typically do. They might close out a couple more shows in Korea too at the end of the concert. They'll probably go to the U.S. after Korea, and then if they're doing any Central or South America, like Mexico or Brazil or Argentina, they would probably do that next, and then they'd probably go to Europe and do.
Yeah,
it would be really cool to see them go back to Australia also, since they haven't done that since Wings,
right?
Forever but yeah, ago. I mean, I hope that they have selfishly a lot of tickets and stops in the U.S. because mm-hmm. I'm already stressing about buying those tickets.
Me too.
But how exciting to have that confirmed from RM himself that there will be a tour next spring, yeah. starting next spring. So very Stay excited tuned. For that. But we're excited to dig into BTS fashion. They've been totally captivating us this week. We cannot stop talking about everyone, but especially Park Jimin, of course. Mm-hmm. So we're excited to dig into that with you guys here.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back. We're your hosts. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and this is Standing BTS,
your favorite informative fangirl podcast.
All right. Today, we're going to hang out for about an hour, and we're going to be talking about BTS Fashion Week, which is what we're calling it. But really, it's been Paris Fashion Week or New York Fashion Week. I don't know. There's been a lot of fashion weeks, but mostly Paris. So we're just going to be talking about all of these BTS looks. This is really a lot of BTS coming out of just post-military, not just to say, hey, we've been discharged, but more, hey, I'm Jin of BTS, and I'm Jay right. of BTS stepping out in the public in high fashion with all the publicity and paparazzis and fans freaking out over their looks. So it's just been so refreshing and a super exciting week for ARMY to see all of these really attractive looks from BTS.
Yes. Before we get too much further into today's episode, we want to say thanks, Iconic, so much for being here and for all of your support. If you'd like to support us further, please consider joining us on Patreon at patreon.com/standingbts.
Thanks for being here, for all of your support, and of course, for listening. So let's start off with J-Hope. He was further back when he came out for Fashion Week, so he hasn't been at Paris Fashion Week. But on January 21st, J-Hope made his grand return to the Men's Fashion Week in Paris with Louis Vuitton for their Fall-Winter 2025 look. And so this one we saw him wearing, obviously, Louis Vuitton. He had a Louis Vuitton bag. He had these really cool-looking jeans and these big black shoes. I think one of the most iconic looks is that he is wearing a bucket hat with googly eyes. I don't know how else to describe mm-hmm. them on top of the hat. It's such a look. It kind of reminds me a little bit of like Cookie Monster a little bit with how the eyes look. Yeah. Sounds a little silly, but he looks so fine. He's got this big, massive jacket on that the print on it, it's kind of like this like diamond pattern, but with like individual squares and diamonds within it. Like it's
very, like a quilted jacket. Yeah.
It's kind of quilted. Yeah. That's a good way to describe the pattern on it. But it's like blue, brown, a little bit of white in there. He looks very, very high fashion. He also has these gloves on. Looks phenomenal.
I was
going to
say, you know what I loved about this look is the gloves. These like leather gloves. It's January, you know, it's chilly. And these gloves just, I don't know, they really finished the look for me. I think that they were an excellent choice here.
I agree.
I think what people remember most about him going to this fashion week here was what he did later on in the year. In June of this year, he went to the Louis Vuitton spring summer fashion show for their next season in 2026. And this is when he was teasing the LV bag song that he did with Don Toliver. And so he was carrying a big pink Louis Vuitton bag, and he had this like really, really well tailored dark brown with like kind of a checkered pattern suit like on it. This suit, the way that it fits, reminds me of their Airplane Part 2 suits, just the tailoring of it with like the cinched waist and the slightly like cropped suit jacket. Like, it's not a super long suit jacket, but this was iconic of him to debut or like to tease this song at this fashion show, and then with the bag that would become the album art for the single that they worked on.
Mm-hmm. This is a really sleek classic look that he has at this Louis Vuitton show. Sexy, so hot, obviously looking fine. So then next to appear for a fashion week was Jungkook at the Calvin Klein New York Fashion Week. And we all know that he has been a brand ambassador for Calvin Klein since March of 2023. For this look, Jungkook, oh my god, he has all of his piercings in first off. Like, I feel like that needs to be mentioned. His hair is like slightly messy, but it's not super long. It's like classic Jungkook look, but he's got like the lip piercing in. He has like the, what is that piercing called, where it's kind of like below the bottom middle lip there?
I don't know, but it's like right where like a soul patch would grow. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. Like, yeah. I don't feel like we see that from him very much. And so he's just got all the piercings in. And then for his Calvin Klein outfit, he has this like kind of oversized, like monochromatic tan coloring going on with like a tan undershirt and then like a tan dress shirt with a tan oversized jacket and tan trousers. And it's just very, very sleek looking. And he just looks classy, but also very fashionable and like trendy. He's just,
I love how
adorable too. Like,
I love how the like the sleekness and the chicness of the tan suit and like that monochromatic look contrasts with all of his facial piercings. Like, mm-hmm. I think the jewelry choice was an excellent one because it gives the look just a little bit of edge. And of course, he has like this big built body underneath it that, mm-hmm. like, it's not like he's swimming in these clothes either. Like the shoulders and the pecs, like he's filling it out.
Yeah.
Too.
He is so. Filling it out. Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He looked really, really incredible in this.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's get into some real recent looks. So Jin was at Gucci in Milan. So he's had a couple appearances. So let's just talk about the one that he ended up having one attending a viewing of The Tiger, which was a short film for Gucci's spring summer 2026 collection, where he sat front row on September 23rd of this year. So this look, I feel like everyone was going crazy over this look, rightfully so. He had this like very, very deep neck or just unbuttoned white blouse that's like silky, smooth, oh, gorgeous. I mean, gorgeous white blouse, but it was, oh, maybe I should call it a dress shirt. I'm making it sound a little bit more feminine, but
no, but you can tell it's very high quality.
It's super high quality, but it was so like the unbuttoning. We have to talk about like, mm-hmm. the top three buttons all gone. Like, they're not buttoned. So his chest is like completely out. He has this necklace on. You can see his collarbones. You can see his full neck. Like, I mean, he came out. There were armies who were seeing photos where like his nipple was just slightly showing because that's how deep of a cut this shirt had. And then he had like the Gucci belt on with the classic black pants. Like, really, when he walked out of the car out to walk into this building, like, I mean, I can just hear all of the clicking from the paparazzi taking photos because damn, he looked so fine. I saw a video of like someone walking out of the building and thinking that the screams were for them, and Jin is literally just standing in the back. Like, he's not even walking into the building, he's just standing over there, and that's absolutely what everyone is freaking out about was this look.
I love this look because like his hair is a little bit like tussled. You can tell there's like gel in it to make it look PC. And with like the styling of it, like you said, the unbutton with the belt, with the necklace, it's like you could think that this is just like a plain look, like it's a white shirt, black trousers, but how he brings it forward, incredible slay. I mean, like he is serving face in every single fucking picture. Mm-hmm. He looks so hot. He looks so fine. Like I was like, he's gonna go viral again for this look. This is what, seeing this pop off at the end of September, we were like, we have to talk about these fashion weeks. Like, mm-hmm. holy shit. Like Jin really,
this look is iconic. Like it this is. Goes down into like BTS fashion history here.
I feel like it's one of his best looks ever. Like he just, it really he is. Looks, he's just like so, like he's so mature. This is, he's, this his is shoulders one of those, so broad.
Like, less is more situations. Like yes. It's so simple. Literally, white dress shirt, black trousers, belt. But he shines. It's Kim Seok Jin who is wearing it. And it's just, yeah.
I mean, like saying,
he's serving. Face.
He knows he looks good. Oh, totally. I mean, he was killing. Also, we should say that the reason why they're all attending these fashion shows is they're global brand ambassadors. Like we said, for Jungkook, for Calvin Klein, every member that we mentioned, they are an ambassador for this brand. So Jin is a Gucci ambassador. So, you know, he slays in Gucci. Mm-hmm. The next member to attend a fashion show recently was RM for the Bottega Veneta event in Milan. This was also for their upcoming spring summer 2026 collection, and he attended it just a couple days later on September 27th. Now, his look here was very different than what Jin had, but it is very RM. He gives off such cool energy. He is wearing he also kind of has like a monochromatic thing almost going on, kind of like a tan cream color knit sweater that's a little bit oversized, like the sleeves go down a little long. It's kind of, you know, it's not really off shoulder, but it's kind of a bigger neck, same kind of color of necklaces. And then he's wearing like tan oversized pants, and it looks like kind of like maybe alligator or like snakeskin brown loafers with it, like dark brown loafers. What is like the cherry on top here is his hair color and what he does with it, because he has like a black shadow root, but his hair at the tips, it's not like frosted tips in like the weird like cringy early 2000s sense, but it is like this cool tone, ashy like blondish that perfectly matches the color of his sweater. And
people are
with
saying
it, just,
it's very early 2000s. That's the hairstyle. Yeah. It's very no,
it's
early
like
2000s.
Early 2000s, but give it a refresh, like modern take on it, you know. And he paired it with just these like cool black sunglasses. And in every single picture or video that I see, you can tell that he's feeling this look. He's feeling himself. Like he has so much swag here. You know, very minimal jewelry, like a couple rings and stuff. But damn, like this, I feel like this is RM in true form. Like
I love
earth
this
tones,
photo of him,
but also cool as hell.
Yeah, I love this photo of him getting out of the car and walking out. Like you can tell he definitely is feeling himself. Like you were saying, he has a lot of swag. The sunglasses too is just making me think of classic old school RM. Like where's the rat monster slipping out here?
Rat monster is slipping out.
Yeah.
I mean, and he also, like, I think what makes this look too is he's so fucking nonchalant about it. Like he has this whole entourage of people behind him in one of these pictures, like bodyguards and, you know, handlers and other, and he's just standing out and like acting like it's nothing. And like him getting out of this car, it's just like the most nonchalant car exit of all time, and he looks immaculate and cool as hell. And
it's again iconic look that will go down in BTS fashion history. Like I feel like all of these looks were just so incredibly iconic that we'll remember these looks years from now.
Yeah, I think so. I think in particular we will remember Jimin's looks that we have to talk about now.
Oh yes,
because first of all, like with Jimin, and I'm sure that this was the case with the other members, but I really noticed Jimin's airport fashion. So he attended the Dior event in Paris on October 1st, and we got to basically, I felt like I followed him the whole trip. I saw him at the airport, like leaving, and he's in this like cream color pinstripe blouse, not blouse, but like a button down, and the sleeves are so long that they almost look like bell sleeves at the end. Beautiful blonde hair and like not frameless, but like clear framed glasses. And he just looks like a like boyfriend. He's giving like very cutesy, again, I'm giving like the early 2000s, like RM was, but like rom-com soft boyfriend vibes. It's from
soft
him
boyfriend. He looks so mm-hmm. soft. He looks so fresh and clean.
Yeah,
like I feel like if like fresh linen scented candle was a man, like this that's is what him. It would look like.
Yes. Yeah, it's just, I mean, he looks perfect. And just from seeing this, I was like, oh my god, what are we about to get? And then he goes to this fashion show. Bethany, god damn it, god. Oh, yeah. Like he I still can't even
take,
believe
take
he
all
did
the time
this.
You need because damn
I'm upset. Yeah. I feel J-Hope emboldened him to do this, but he's wearing black leather pants, mm-hmm. a suit jacket opened, no shirt, letting that suit jacket blow in the breeze, showing full chest, full abs, like perfect stomach. And then he has this amazing, like dainty jewelry paired with it. And the hair, like the way that he parted his hair and like kind of pushed it back on one side, bangs coming forward on another side, like this hair is giving like mic drop Jimin era hair.
Ooh, yes.
While serving like the hottest Jimin we've ever seen. Mm-hmm. Like I can't believe that he did this. And he knows that he looks so fucking good because he's like, there's this one shot where he kind of has his hand on his chest and he's giving the most like sly, coy smile of all
it's so
time.
Coy.
Illegal. I cannot believe him. Like he looks immaculate. I mean, it's just stupid. And he has like the jewelry is incredible. He has like these stacks of necklaces that are Dior. It's Dior jewelry with like flowers, like a white flower, a green flower, a pink rose, some longer chains that go in that have some flowers too. And then these really beautiful rings. One of them has flowers. Another one is like a silver stack, a gold stack. He's doing some color blending. Like he's just wearing simple gold hoops in his ears. So it's like this beautiful balance, right, with wearing these nice like dainty chains that kind of drape down his chest. I mean, while walking through the crowd and his suit jacket just billowing
shirtless.
Like yeah. Just
like basically the necklace is the shirt. That's essentially it. And it, I mean, if the goal was to display the jewelry and really highlight the jewelry, we see it. We do.
He did it. I'm sure it's going to sell out when it releases.
Oh, yeah. He's rocking this look so, so much. And again, all of these coy expressions from him, even when he's in the car, he's like blowing kisses. Like you just, he is fully in his element. Like, you know, he knows he's so hot. It is Park Jimin effect to the max. It's so funny because at the beginning of this podcast and like a couple weeks ago with BTS Movie Week, I'm like, Park Jimin in his full sexiest mode. And then here we are a week later and he's at Paris Fashion Week looking like this. Like, this is demonic, coy, sexy, but cute, charming, you know, everything that embodies
everything,
Park Jimin.
Literally, yes. Everything.
He's just being Park Jimin, but damn. Yeah, the leather pants on top of all of it, I just can't.
That's like the craziest thing too, is that it's leather pants. Like, he could have worn slacks or other trousers, but no, he had to break out the leather pants. I mean, it's just it's obscene. And what mm-hmm. I'm thinking about, did you see that video where he's like walking out, he's kind of behind a car, but there's like 10 guys there and they all turn their heads and stare at him. Mm-hmm. Like, he is, it reminds me of that one scene where him and RM are walking through the park and the guy walks by and like does a double take looking at Jimin. It does,
and then
it doesn't
Jimin has that same
coy
smile because he knows that the
that's
guy's
right.
checking him out. Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
It does
he knows
not
his
matter
effect,
who
his
you
impact.
Are.
Yes.
That's exactly right. Everyone on the planet is attracted to Park Jimin. Like, uh-huh. It's just, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's just, he set out to kill us all. And I think he definitely did. The reason why I said like J-Hope emboldened him was because obviously J-Hope was performing shirtless towards the end of his concert, like with Mona Lisa and Killing It Girl.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a shot of J-Hope at his concert with his jacket open, wearing his jeans, with his big Mona Lisa belt, holding his arms straight up in the air and kind of like leaning back, showing off his body. And then there was a moment where Jimin did that exact same thing here. Like, he was probably waving, but still it had the same effect. I'm so glad we are where we are.
Welcome to
2025. Welcome to BTS post-military. Like, I mean, talk we'll to never our get past selves. To it. Did we ever think we would have this? We used to like live for like the breadcrumbs of like tummy slips during like choreography videos. And now we're just seeing like Jimin's entire chest. And abs.
One of our fellow iconics, she commented on our Instagram post and was like, I don't think I'll get used to it either. Like, where's Chimmy? Like, Chimmy's like face over his abs blocking you from being able to see it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this is just everything. I think of all the looks you just said for RM, like, it's going to go down as like one of the most iconic things ever.
I'll never forget it.
I mean, 4 days after this, this happened how many days ago? October 1st. This happened almost a week ago when we're recording this. And I think every single day I've sent you a picture of him and I'm still like, I'm not over it. Or we're sending each other like TikTok edits. Like, it's
every TikTok edit, I'm like, yeah, I'm obligated to send this.
You must. It's everything. Yes. We're so blessed. We're so grateful. And this was also the moment, I think, for both you and I, seeing Jimin in particular step out like this with so much confidence, that classic Park Jimin charisma, ethereal, like, just beauty, where we were like, oh my god, BTS are really back. Like,
yes,
they're really back. They're out here making these public appearances, making an impact, making heads turn. Like, we just talked about all the other members that had, you know, gone to events before then, but I think just the impact of Jimin here was quite substantial.
It was significant, for sure.
It was significant.
Yeah.
Bethany, I know you really love this picture of him like blowing a kiss out of the car window also.
Oh, I do. I love seeing his little pinky. Yeah. Like, you know, I'm just like, that's the same pinky from No More Dream. Like, it's still him.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yes, I love it.
Yeah. And we got to see him come back from Paris too at the airport when he landed back in Seoul. And it was like opposite of his airport look going there, where he was all very light colors and like fresh. And on the way back, very fresh faced, but black beanie, black rimmed glasses, black sweater that has like flowers printed on that. Maybe a little homage to, or like a nod to, the jewelry that he had worn at the fashion event with the flowers. But very cozy looking, like, okay, I went, I conquered, I'm back.
Yes. And he's accomplished. Barefaced too. He looks just very stripped down in that way. And I love it, because something about the beanie and the glasses and the sweater, he looks so, so young. And he really reminds me of HYYH Park Jimin. Like, I feel like there could be orange hair underneath there. Like, that's where I go.
Yeah. Like, he dyed his hair since then. He's hiding it.
Yes. Oh, yeah. He just looks incredible. I have all the love for Park Jimin right now. Like, I've never been more wrecked in my life.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Amazing.
All right. So let's talk about Taeyang at Celine in Paris. This is the most recent. October 5th is when he arrived for the Celine fashion show here in Paris. Not here. There in Paris. He previously flew to Paris and sported curated outfits during July of this year to promote their spring 2026 looks. So this look, you've probably been seeing it a little bit more recently online again. This is where he is wearing like a gray, really large button-down jacket. Like, I feel that it's tailored nicely to his body and it's more cropped, but like the buttons are really like, they're gold and large. They remind me kind of like, oh, like a pea coat type of situation, but it's not.
Yeah.
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 And then across the chest are these like diamond shaped patterned, like red and gold print. It's just really, really gorgeous, the embroidery on it. And then he's got like these darker gray trousers with a belt. I mean, he just looks so classy. It's, to me, it's giving British fashion. I don't know why, but that's kind of what I get from it. But he he looks so timeless. That's the best way to describe it. Very timeless. Yeah. But let's talk about his most recent look here whenever he came for the October 5th Paris Fashion Week. So for his airport fashion on his way in, love this look because he looks so, again, fresh. Has that fresh look. His hair is like just slightly tousled, but looks like it was just like blow dried and styled just a little bit, like nothing crazy. His jawline is sharp. His lips are perfectly plump. His neck is thick as always, but he has this, it's an oversized button down shirt, but what would you describe that print? It's like gridded print. I don't know how else to describe that, but it's white.
Not quite plaid, but. Lots of lines.
Yes.
Vertical and horizontal. Yeah.
Fine lines. And then his tie is just, it's not fully tightened up next to his neck. It's loosely hung down. And so it gives this more effortless kind of look. He has these really beautiful gold necklaces on. And then I feel like the main look here is like he's got this big brown bag, and on it he has this charm. And Kayla, I was like, is that a labubu? Like, does he have a Taeyang bear, like, you know, labubu, like personalized labubu that he had made? But it's not. It's called Hirano, and we think that the actual like charm that he has is, it's called Living Wild Fight for Joy. He totally had to have gotten this because like it looks like him. Like, I feel like he got it because it looks just like him, but wearing a, like, teddy bear costume, which is, like, winter bear, obviously. So, like, yeah. It's just so, so cute and fitting. And it's just so perfectly placed on this bag for him. So, it's a really, he looked phenomenal. He's wearing jeans, very casual look, but, gorgeous. Just gorgeous.
The thing about this whole outfit, besides the cute charm that is totally giving Taeyang winter bear, what I love is just being reminded how much muscle he put on during his military service, because his jawline has never jawlined more than this. And like, you can see like the muscle definition in his neck, which is crazy.
I mean, and his neck like has always been thick, but now that he's buff, but it's just too?
Insane. Yeah. And he has like this thin red choker on too. That's just like, here, look at my neck. Like, it's delectable. And then he's like cutesy at the same time carrying this adorable little charm.
It's a soft look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great. It's amazing.
He looks so handsome. So handsome. Okay. So for actually the fashion show look that he had in Paris, he is wearing this like really long, like floor length, basically brown coat that's like tied right around where his waist is. And then he has this really kind of cute and dorky, I don't know, like this leopard print tie, but it's just so fitting for him. Like, I feel like it suits him so, so perfectly in his style. Again, the coat reminds me of like a pea coat type of situation.
This is definitely like a pea coat. Like,
yeah, with like the buttons on both sides, and the button crosses over to fasten. It's great. He's got like a white dress shirt that's like very nicely fit. Like, it's not loose and it's buttoned all the way up to kind of display that tie that he's wearing. And then brown trousers with like black just loafers. He just looks so, so amazing. Like, I feel like he's, the best way to describe him in this look is just handsome. Very, very handsome, timeless, charming. You see his facial expressions. He's just living life. Like, you can tell, like, he's in the city he loves. He's wearing the brand he loves. He just seems so happy to be there. I think he posted on his Instagram story, like, can't wait to be with you again, or can't wait to be there again, because he just loves Paris so, so much. But he looks stunning, handsome. I would love to go anywhere in Paris with him. There's so many shots too, and like videos of him out going and eating croissants, like this pistachio croissant that he was telling some fans about and some paparazzis about, and then like him going there and actually eating it. And then like there's shots of him holding croissants and like just pastries to his cheek and showing him smiling, like his cheeks are like rising bread, and just it's just adorable. He was really enjoying himself, you could tell.
Man, I love this look on him so much, because I love this brown coat on him. I think Taeyang, we've talked about Jin too, looks really good in brown. Taeyang looks excellent, especially in this tone of brown. The tie, there's a brown in the leopard print of the tie that perfectly matches the peacoat brown color. And then the black in the leopard print like pulls in his hair. So visually up top, like it's all very aesthetic and very like matchy in such a great way without being too matchy. And then did you see those pictures where he's walking on the street and he has one hand in his pocket and so the coat's kind of pulled back on one side, and this is where you can really see like how well tailored it is around his waist, and I mean his broad shoulders, like I mean he's strutting, he might as well be on the runway himself. I think this is such a great look on him, and he clearly is feeling himself. I love that picture of him where he's just like beaming, like boxy smile on full display here, like he's just having the best time.
Oh, he just looks so handsome. His hair is pretty dark right now. Like I feel like it's almost like just black. Oh, he looks fantastic. So handsome. So lastly, for his looks, we're going to talk about when he was out in Paris after the fashion show. Holy smokes, heartthrob, like greaser kind of look. He has a leather jacket that is, it's like a bomber leather jacket. Again, it's just, it's giving greaser. I don't know. But this really swooped neck, tight, just like black, I don't know.
Me go insane though, it's, because it's showing it's off so his thin. Collarbones.
It's so thin. It's showing off his collarbones. It's showing off his chest and all of the muscle he's built up. He's wearing that red choker again. He must be feeling that red choker, which is just displaying all of the muscle that he's built around his neck. My God. And then he has these really cool, it's not like plaid, but it's almost plaid brown.
Yeah, like I would call it plaid or like flannelly print.
Different shades of brown, like darker pattern brown and then like a lighter tan brown that is like plaid, and they're a little bit looser. Oh, but his hair is piecey and a little greasy, and tussled. It reminds me a little bit of his look, like at least his hair is a little bit reminding me of what he looks like in Friends, the music video for Friends.
Yeah. You know what's killer about these trousers that he's wearing? Like, I love the oversized fit, but he has them buttoned and then rolled over, like folded down.
Oh my God.
And to me, I just feel like that's super hot. Like, this is a look, I think this look is hotter than like what he wore to the fashion show. Like, the fashion show was very like put together, classic, and this was like this some of his boy. More personal, this is bad boy personal style peeking out. This is like, you don't know where to look. Like, are you looking at his neck with that thin, like this red choker is like the thickness of like a piece of thread, but it does so much work. And or are we looking at his collarbone? Are we looking at his muscles that we can see through all of his shirt? Are we looking at his pants and his waistline? Because the folding over the pants is drawing your eye there. And like at the same time,
his face. We're just looking at all of it.
Just all of it. We don't know where to look.
And can't look away.
And his face is also insanely gorgeous and handsome. Like, he's just chiseled and perfect and immaculate, beautiful.
We should have made a warning at the beginning of this episode that it was just going to be fangirling the entire time.
We'll put it in the description. We did say it's an informative fangirl podcast. We're informing them where these happened and then fangirling about them.
Yeah.
So, you know, it just had to be done. Like, there was nothing else we could possibly talk about this week.
This has been the core of BTS content this past week. So, of course, we had to talk about it.
Right. Our favorite boys in the world are stepping out looking this incredible. We have to talk about it. But there's one member that we have not talked about yet, Mr. Min Yoongi. And he, instead of being at fashion shows, although we know that he is a global ambassador for the NBA. We know that he's a part owner for the LA Dodgers now. But instead of being at sporting events or fashion shows, he has been busy establishing the Min Yoongi Treatment Center for Autism and Seoul, which just opened this past week officially. So he collaborated with Severance Hospital in Seoul to combine medical care with innovative programs for autism. The main program is called MIND, which stands for Music, Interaction, Network, and Diversity. This is the program that he kind of pioneered with doctors and researchers during his military service time, during his public service, where he worked with kids every single day. And if you remember, those kids, they didn't even know that he was Yoongi of BTS, you know, and he didn't, obviously he doesn't care about that. What he cared about is, you know, being able to help people with autism find connection and communication through the use of music and music therapy to enhance their social and communication skills. And he found a real passion for that and donated a ton of money and was able to open this center. Very cool.
It's so, so cool. The program supports mental health, developmental care, and advocates for children with special needs. So it officially launched on September 30th of this year, and he donated a total of 5 billion Korean won, which is about 3.6 million USD, to this treatment center to have it open with programs such as mine to meet the needs of these kids. And this is one of those moments where it feels a little full circle for me, because how I got into BTS is because of my sister, who is a music therapist, and she heard about BTS from the first time from one of her patients who loved and adored BTS's music. And she said, okay, yeah, like I gotta learn some of it, I gotta listen to it. And she came home and her and I listened to BTS and watched BTS for the very first time, and the rest is history. I mean, you fall down the rabbit hole and here I am today. So to hear that Min Yoongi is establishing this treatment center for people with autism in Seoul and just having programs where music therapy is a core part of the program is so incredibly meaningful. Mm-hmm. It just makes sense to me that he would get to this point where he saw how music can help people in many, 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 many ways. And he felt that it was important enough to create a treatment center like this.
Yeah, and invest so much of his personal time and money into something like this that he sees as incredibly important. Mm-hmm. It's very cool how full circle that is for you. Mm-hmm. That, I mean, I think about all the time that Brittany's a music therapist, and that's what I've thought about with this, is how awesome. But I forgot that the reason why she first was like, hey, let's listen to BTS, was because she wanted to learn it for a patient. And I think music therapy is so important and can be really, really helpful. And I think it's probably undervalued and appreciated for what it is. Mm-hmm. And I mean, the power of music. I mean, I saw with my grandpa when he was still alive and he had Alzheimer's, and how quick, like, You Are My Sunshine could bring him back at times because of having a strong memory connection to that music, or how you can use music to help build communication skills like they're doing here with the MIND program.
It's extremely beneficial for my neurological patients, my Parkinson's patients benefit so much from it, even MS and even stroke too, depending on the situation. But yeah, it's extremely powerful. So I'm just so, I mean, amazed by him. I always am. I always am, but there is something special about Min Yoongi. He really is making a difference in this world.
Yeah, I totally agree. I why am I thinking about the old big hit slogan, like music for healing?
Yes.
And it's like Yoongi has never forgotten that. And I love that he, you know, he continues to see how he can give back. And I think he's spoken a lot about his goals and aspirations in life, but he never forgets how he got here and where he came from. And I think he values being able to help others and give back to different communities. So yeah, always in awe of him, totally fangirling over Min Yoongi for completely different reasons right now, but much, much, much deserved.
Yeah. What a great episode.
I think we've done it.
I think we've done it. I think we are fully invested back into BTS. Not like we haven't been, but just feeling more enthused and excited.
Yeah.
What's to come with them.
Tattoo those pictures of Jimin on the inside of my eyelids so I can see them every time I blink, you know, every second I close my eyes. We're just so enamored by all of them this week and all of the amazing things that they're doing, representing these brands that they're global ambassadors of, but also putting BTS really back on the map, I feel, publicly by stepping out into these events. Very cool to see, especially as we know they are incredibly busy with their album creation process. So happy that they took the time for these fashion shows to be able to make these public appearances. And then of course with Yoongi's work with the Minyoongi Treatment Center, we love to see that. Let us know, you guys, what your favorite fashion looks are from this year's fashion weeks that BTS have been going to. Are you like as just like destroyed by Park Jimin as we are, or is there another member that is just keeping all of your attention? Let us know in the Spotify comments or on Instagram for sure. As always, we're incredibly grateful that you were here and listening, and we want to hear from you next week or whenever we have our next episode, so make sure you return for that. And of course, you can find links for all of the things in the description.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for standing BTS.